Now to Nauru, where Pacific Island leaders are meeting to discuss the forum's key security declaration. Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison will not be joining the group. He'll be represented by his Defence Minister Maurice Payne. And it is already clear that the Australian government's security priorities differ significantly from others in the region. Indo-Pacific specialist Dr. Wesley Morgan from the South Pacific University in Fiji says it's not an ideal moment for Australia to disengage. He joined me from Suva. Dr. Morgan, welcome to The World Today.
Thank you for having me.
Pacific Island leaders are holding their key meeting of the forum today. How will the Australian Prime Minister's absence be viewed by the other leaders there?
Well, I think that the new Prime Minister Morrison not attending the meeting sends a signal. It is a leaders' meeting, and the head of state for 18 countries and two French territories have been invited to this meeting. I don't think it sends a strong signal that Australia is prioritising the Pacific.
The Australian government has signalled through increased spending and defence cooperation that the region is increasingly important to us strategically. Is it risky for Australia to even be perceived to be snubbing these leaders at this time?
Pacific Island leaders, they understand that the relationship between the island countries and Australia is a long-lasting relationship and a durable relationship. And, you know, they welcome announcements about security cooperation and patrol boats and aerial surveillance of their maritime areas. So Australia's reputation with Pacific Island countries is not at its best. And the key issue there is climate change. You know, there's a discussion about security at this leaders' meeting, and the signature item on the agenda at the leaders' meeting will be a regional security declaration. And the discussion about security has exposed a deep rift that exists between Australia's security priorities and those of the Pacific Islands. Australia wants island governments to be more alert to the strategic challenge posed by China, but Pacific Island countries want Australia to acknowledge that climate change is the single greatest security threat that they face.
Yes, you say that this security declaration is the key element of the forum. Take us through the other island leaders' definition of security.
Pacific Islands in recent years, they have seen the strongest cyclones that have ever made landfall in the region. They're already seeing bleaching coral reefs. They're seeing coastal inundation. And this is a real threat, a security threat. The US military conducted a study earlier this year on the impacts of sea level rise for Pacific Island countries. And it found that, you know, later this century, we're likely to see dozens of low-lying atoll countries, atoll islands, really become uninhabitable as salt water intrudes on drinking water. So a changing climate is a clear and present security threat.
And for Australia, it's seen more in relation to big power rivalries, US versus China?
Exactly. So the backdrop to Australia's renewed interest in the Pacific Islands over the past 12 months is great power competition. And that's really seen a frenzy of diplomatic activity over the past 12 months. Australia has announced a step up in the region. New Zealand has announced a reset in its relations with the region. Japan, France, the United States, even the United Kingdom, they're all meeting with island leaders in the context of this great power competition that's playing out in the Pacific Ocean.
Given this, is there any real talk amongst the other Pacific Island leaders of inflicting damage on Australia if they're not happy with Australia's position on climate change?
The issue is that Pacific Island countries are leaders on the global stage with regards to climate change. So there comes a point where the contrast between what Pacific Island countries are looking to achieve and Australia really dragging the chain on cooperation on climate change does create an issue for Australia's ability to pursue its interests in the region, to pursue things like trade and security relationships.
To what extent do Pacific Island leaders have different views from Australia on China?
Australia has strategic anxieties about China's power and its ability to exert influence in the region. However, it's not clear that island states see things in the same way. You know, a number of island leaders have pointed out that for them, China represents one of many development partners who are offering aid in the region. They're interested in what China is able to offer the region in terms of development cooperation.
So is there a real risk there that these other Pacific Island leaders could embrace China more warmly than Australia, or is there still a residual affection for Australia?
Australia is seen as having a special relationship with Pacific Island countries. countries, and I don't think that that is actually likely to change. But I do think that Pacific Island leaders expect more from members of their family. So, you know, when the largest member of the Pacific Islands Forum is actively promoting coal-fired power on the global stage and looking to expand coal exports, they see that as not behaving as a responsible member of the family.
That's Indo-Pacific specialist Dr. Wesley Morgan from the South Pacific University in Fiji.